Hello, friends. Welcome to Play Along Podcast, the podcast where we play through games. I'm your host, Jared, and I'm joined with Kai and Ben as always. Gentlemen, how are you guys doing?
Doing good.
Doing well.
Yep.
I think I've experienced the greatest masterpiece in gaming. So, you know.
our topic for our
world has been changed.
Yeah. We're here, we're hyped, we're energized. I mean, we just talked for like an hour about stuff that wasn't the topic of this podcast, but maybe that's the trick, is record a second whole podcast and then record the one you're supposed to do.
Well, that's not hard.
It's like vocal warm-ups.
Yeah, you know? Exactly.
You just gotta clear the pipes so that you
gotta
can
clear it out.
Really focus.
I'm on the tail end of COVID, so I'm doing. I actually feel great because I don't feel terrible, which is always nice. It's funny, Kai and I got it like pretty close to one another, but not from one another. Just got COVID around the same time, which I thought was funny.
Ben, I've got some bad news. You're next. So
yeah,
it's transferred via podcasting, I guess.
Yeah,
yeah,
it's coming for you, my man.
It wasn't fun, but I
do not recommend.
Yeah, do not recommend. If you can, don't. That's my first recommendation. But
you did get to work from home for a couple of days, though, and that has been your dream. So, you know.
Yes, it has been, and it was great. But my boss will probably be like, "You can't. I have so much to teach you still that I can't do." That was his fucking excuse. He was just like, there's still a lot that I got to teach you about the department, and I can't do that virtually." And I was like,
mm-hmm. "You can, though, can't you?"
It is a very complicated world of selling appliances to graphic design. Hey, man,
you don't understand the black market of appliance on. It gets real dark out here.
Fridge. Done. Like,
I got a whole truck full of stoves for you. So what do you got for me?
Cocaine? We're already getting sidetracked. Yeah. Charlie's Angels.
This is our bonus episode for February. Hey, this is our 3-year anniversary month. Which is
my god, and we spent it playing this fucking game.
And we spent it playing Charlie's Angels.
I mean, we could have been playing fucking Crouching Pony, Hidden Dragon, or whatever.
No. It's perfect. It's a perfect allegory because on the outside, it looks rough and like it was shoddily put together, but on the inside is a heart of gold.
Are you making like an allegory to like to our podcast? Is that
Charlie's Angels on the out and three very attractive main characters, you know, that's also, you know, we have nice titties, and you know what, maybe we should start dressing like these characters and we would go viral. You know
what,
if I wore the green suit from the fucking Ireland portion of this game,
you would definitely go viral for that.
Those 100%. M-bangs, let me tell you.
You would go 100% viral. But yes, we are introducing, a new show to the show, a new sideshow. One that we definitely won't abandon and will continue doing.
Yeah, this won't end up like Play Longer, you know? Never would we do that.
I did finish Death Stranding, so...
Mm-hmm. Okay,
I win, I guess. I don't know who wins in that situation. But yeah, I thought of this idea of starting a new show called Shame Cube, and essentially what we would do here is go down Metacritic's worst reviewed GameCube games, play through them, and let you know how they are. And sitting at the very bottom of Metacritic's list is Charlie's Angels for the Nintendo GameCube and the PlayStation 2. Which is insane. And yes, it is a one, not one-to-one. I don't even
this is the expanded plot. It's a whole new plot in which national treasures go missing and people steal the Statue of Liberty somehow.
It's fascinating.
Not only Statue of Liberty, but like Stonehenge, and just like someone is stealing monuments, which is impressive.
And essentially no value, mind you.
It's also somebody sat there and made this game 3 years after the movie came out, but used Lucy Liu, Drew Barrymore, and Cameron Diaz, and Bernie Mac as like the character. So it is like, it's the extended Charlie's Angels universe we didn't know.
Yeah, if you want to get the full lore, you got to play the game.
Something tells me the movie was successful. Which actually, let me fact check that real quick.
Before you check it, I want to play our very, very fun game that we play usually, which is what do you think the budget was and what do you think it made at box office? Because I have it here.
Jesus Christ.
Okay.
Are we talking about the game or about the movie?
The movie.
We're talking about the movie. Okay, so movie originally came out November 3rd, 2000. So what was his budget and what did it make at box office?
Okay. Cameron Diaz, Lucy Liu, Drew Barrymore. 2000 would have been a lot of money, but it's a shitty action film. It did have a pretty good cast. It was a reboot of a previous franchise, even in the year 2000. Yep. I'm gonna say $50 million budget.
Okay,
and it probably made $120 million gross. I don't know how big this film was, to be honest. I watched this movie.
I did too.
In the 2000s.
You got to think as well, this was like peak girl power era. You know, you had that fucking Destiny Child song to go with it.
I'll up the international gross, $200 million. So $50 million, but maybe less than that. $50 million is a lot of money for this movie.
This is my favorite game to play. I love it so much.
I'm gonna say $35 million and it grossed $200 million.
Ben, would you like to contribute?
Yeah, I think he was in the right ballpark. I think like 60 million budget. But I reckon it grossed like 150-160. Because you got to think, man, I reckon Lucy Liu and that, they milked that wage and then they had to like pay Destiny's Child to make the song. And
The only thing I'm concerned about is that it would have only been domestic, because I don't think internationally three women would have. This is really fucked up, but this is how the industry works. Like, I don't think China or India or any of the like international location markets would have really picked up a movie about three women. So.
Surprisingly enough, this came out first in China, in Chinese theaters, October 22nd, 2000, and then November 3rd in the U.S.
You know what? I was wrong, China. I apologize. Girl boss, slay queen, okay? You know?
It's Lucy Liu in it, you know? They have to really milk that Asian protagonist.
Pretty sure she's Japanese, but... Who knows? I don't, to be honest.
I don't. I just, like, oh, she's an Asian lead. We can market that.
Yeah. So the budget of Charlie's Angels,
the numbers,
was $93 million.
Okay. That's fucking absurd. That's insane. They all went to actors.
The main three, 100%.
Do you think a lot of that has to do with like some of the like music too had to be in there?
No, I think
$93 million is an insane. I mean, I once again vaguely remember this movie. There's no way the production cost $93 million.
You have to think as well, like literally all of the. When did Kill Bill come out? Because that was like Lucy Liu's fucking peak. But I'm saying it's their peak, right? Like
around the same time.
All of them were in there. Like
I think Kill Bill was 2001.
You've got to combine that with like being on the tail end of like the Spice Girls and female revolution and girl power and all of that stuff. So it appeals to the men because the men get to go and watch women, and it appeals to the women because it's women kicking ass. Okay. It's really everyone's movie.
At the box office, this movie made $264 million.
I was close.
Yeah.
Okay. Damn. Man, I was gonna go like 200. I thought maybe not that much.
Wild, but 3 years later, they're like, "Here's a game, enjoy."
Yeah, I told you, it must have been Angels universe.
Yeah, I guess so.
They made another one.
Game or movie
with the same cast? 2003, Full Throttle. It got a sequel.
That's why. So this game's promoting this. It's pushing. Like, hey, do you remember? You remember that movie 3 years ago?
That makes a lot of sense. I did not know there was a sequel to this movie.
Mm-hmm. They could have put some of that fucking budget into the game, though.
Like, so this came out to like do the sequel, essentially.
Yeah, that makes sense. The developers of Charlie's Angels, we found out, is Neko Entertainment, which if you haven't heard of them, neither have we. until this recording of this episode, the very first game they developed was Charlie's Angels for the Nintendo GameCube, and since have developed a myriad of different types of video games, from things like Bratz show tie-ins to Build-A-Bear Workshop, WWF Panda Jr., to what was the one that we found is a sleeper hit?
The Crouching Pony Hidden Dragon.
Crouching Pony Hidden Dragon, which is
which we will be playing. That will be the next interstitial game. I want
to
be honest.
If you're at work listening to this, do not Google Crouching Pony Hidden Dragon on your work computer. Okay,
that's not reverse psychology. You will be fired for what comes up.
I feel like a lot of people would be like, can't fucking tell me what to do.
Titties.
Yeah, that screenshot of the woman with a gas mask and fucking double D boobs just pops up, and
they've literally been everywhere. Like, they've done so many games, it's kind of insane. Between 2003 and 2016 was their last game, so haven't done anything in a while. But still, between those years, it's just so much different things.
I will say as well,
insane.
Like, the menu music for this joins Super Mario RPG's battle music as being like whatever's gonna play when I'm on my way to hell, because the menu music for this is just a 10 second.
I thought you were talking about like the intro music that's like that like weird like rock ballad playing.
The main menu music where he's like, it's fucking awful. It's just
sounds like one of the songs they would put in like a WWE 2006. Like, that would be the intro to like what it sounds like.
It sounds like Ford racing music.
Yeah, it's like your custom character's fucking entrance music.
So this game, and I'm curious of what you guys think too, right? It's reception.
Don't ask me my history.
No. Our history is none of us knew this game existed until we started playing it. But I don't know if you've already looked at its scores, but what do you think it like got ranking wise?
Whatever it got, it deserved better. That's all I'm gonna say.
Guys,
I don't know,
so let me actually guess, because I have
For it.
I was gonna say I was surprised how low it was. I will add that.
Are we doing a 1 out of 10 or a 1 out of 5 ranking?
Sure. I mean, the problem is like all these
Metacritic, or am I doing like
shoot Metacritic. So out of 100,
33.
Okay, so Metacritic gave it a 23 out of 100.
Wow, that's low.
Game Rankings gave it a 24%. Game Informer gave it a 2 out of 10. Game Revolution just gave it an F, which I don't know its scoring system, but hey. GameSpot gave it a 1.9 out of 10. IGN gave it a 4 out of 10. Nintendo Power gave it a 1.5 out of 5. All very, very low scores.
That's kind of fucked up. It's not that bad. Like, I'm sorry.
This may be objectively the worst game I've ever played.
We'll get into it. Like, oh my god, I'm a defender of the Charlie's Angels game. Who would have thought?
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting for sure.
How many 13-year-old boys had sexual awakenings because of this game?
I would not be surprised.
How many boys masturbated to the polygonal titties of Lucy Liu? You know, on a CRTV in their bedroom, you know?
Yeah. One hand go up and down that ladder, to be fair.
You know what? Yeah, exactly. Going up and down that fucking 10-minute ladder that you have to climb.
Exactly. Oh, God.
The first thing is, surprisingly, Drew Barrymore, Cameron Diaz, Lucy Liu, all voicing the characters in this game, too.
Yeah.
Not Bernie Mac, though. Actually, we have not confirmed nor denied that, but it doesn't sound like Bernie Mac.
I went to Neko Entertainment. I did see something, and they said it is Bernie Mac, apparently.
There's no way.
Oh, no.
It doesn't sound like him.
It's because doesn't give a fuck. That's why.
They closed in 2017, Neko Entertainment. Where do you reckon based?
Where are they based?
Sweden.
Santa Monica.
Paris, France.
Oh. That explains the outfit choices, I'm going to be honest. That explains a lot about the games that they've made. Okay. Interesting.
Okay. Going off some first impressions, right? Again, aside from the menu giving me big early 2000s wrestling video game vibes, How did you feel about, again, the cutscenes are very much like early 3D animation kind of cutscenes.
I'm gonna be honest, I think that the initial cutscene where the lights turn out and the Statue of
and
Liberty,
the Statue of Liberty disappears
really gave me flashbacks, and this is gonna hurt Ben's heart, but really gave me flashbacks to Metal Gear Solid. Like, oh my god, did Kojima direct this? I you really thought I was gonna noted. Come up out of like a bunker somewhere.
Like, wow. You know what it reminded me of? It reminded me of bowling animations, like whenever you get like a score in bowling.
When you get a strike, just all the lights turn out. The
yeah,
everybody goes away.
And it's a pin that says strike. That's what I was expecting.
It's all the newspapers that fall, and it's like, you got a strike.
Yeah.
Or like the Statue of Liberty is like one pin because you missed one and there's one left.
Oh, yeah. And it's just dancing.
Yeah.
Dancing.
That's what I'm telling you. It reminded me of bowling animations.
That's hurtful. No, I mean, I thought they weren't bad. Like for being
in the office,
with the angels and with Bernie Mac and everything. What's Bernie Mac's character's name? So I can stop just calling him Bernie Mac.
Jarvis or something like that. I don't know.
Jarvis?
No, it's not.
Charles. Some of those names. I will say, essentially, the cutscenes in this game are all the same cutscene with slightly different dialogue. It's like they just keep coming back to the office and they'll say something like wildly misogynistic. It's like, it's very formulaic. Yeah. It's like, oh, it'll just be fucking Drew Barrymore's character being like, oh, I sucked that guy's dick in a basement one time. And they're like, yeah. Oh, you're crazy. And then they're like, oh no, China's under attack. And that's essentially the whole premise.
Well, the whole idea is just like, they'll be in one hand, just like empowering them. Like, oh, we got these three beautiful, strong women that can do anything that anybody can do. And only you guys are built for this kind of mission. And then one of them will be like, I'm used to using hardware. And it's like, oh. Yeah.
There's a line in the game where they're talking, they have to go to like a military thing in Alaska. And fucking Drew Barrymore's character is like, don't worry, we're used to handling privates and generals and lieutenants. And I'm just like, I guarantee you that was written by a 45-year-old man.
Oh, 100%.
No way that came from a woman.
I'm realizing I should have like ended the first recording and started a new one, because I'm going to have no gauge of how long this episode's going to be.
It's fine. Don't worry about it. I can talk about this game forever. It's a masterpiece.
Okay.
Let's talk about Bernie Mac's character's blueberry muffin that's always on the desk, but he never
he never eats it.
Because
just
you know what? There. The greatest villain of the game is carbs.
Mm. Yep.
That's what it is. You can't fit into a leotard if you eat muffins, let me tell you.
This is how they weeded the people out. They're like, oh, who's looking at the muffin? Sorry.
Can't play this game.
Nope.
And also they reused the, because at every time Charlie, who is played by Bill Murray in the movie, but I'm assuming not voiced by Bill Murray.
Didn't have the Bill Murray budget here.
Is just a white speaker, and they use the same frame every time.
Yep.
Every time you go to a new level, it's just like, hello, girls. It's just the same fucking white box that they...
I didn't realize that was... I mean, I saw Bill Murray, like, in the... I was looking at the cast. I haven't seen this movie in fucking forever, but I didn't, like, put together that he was Charlie.
I believe he only... He cameos at the end of the movie. If I remember correctly, he talks to them through a speaker for the beginning of the movie and to, like, get them set up. Okay, also, the premise of Charlie's Angels is fucking insane. It's like, okay, someone is stealing national art. What are you... What is it?
He's doing the theme song. The fucking theme song, like, where they're all the fire background and all the girls are there. And it's like, Natalie... Alex, Dylan, and you're like, oh yeah, that's
See, but it had a little something for everyone, right? It had a little something for the ladies, a little bit of empowerment, and for the fellas, you know, take your pick. Three attractive ladies from the early
2000s. I thought you were saying like ethnically different. I was like, there's two white women in this, okay? So let's pump the brakes a little bit.
Hey, they had my favorite color, which is Asian. So you know, I don't care.
They did do a remake of this in 2020, right?
I think Kristen Stewart was in it, which is deeply comical to me that she was a Charlie's Angel.
Oh, it was in 2019.
The depressed lesbian.
Elizabeth Banks, Kristen Stewart, Naomi Scott.
God,
I love Elizabeth Banks and Naomi Scott, two models, and Kristen Stewart, someone who looks like she's going to throw herself off a bridge.
Wait, hold on. I've I've put a picture of it here in our Discord.
It should be called Charlie's Angels and Kristen Stewart.
So sad. What Kristen
Stewart? Charlie's Angels tackle depression.
Oh, hold on. It like saved us something. It looks dangerous, but it's okay. You can click on it.
The fuck is a Jafif?
Wow.
What an insane.
Sworn to secrecy, bound by sisterhood.
Okay, let's play the game for a film by Elizabeth Banks. Oh, God.
Okay, do you want to do the budget?
Budget and box office.
Oh, let me look for it. Let me look it up here.
Okay, so this came out in what, 2019?
2019, correct.
Then this one.
They had to do this for less money. Because there's no way that they're greenlighting a $93 million movie.
Oh, God. Okay.
I'm going to say they probably made this for $45 million. That would be my guess, given the cast.
I was going to say...
Naomi Scott and... Wait, you said Elizabeth... What did you say? Who was the third person you said?
It's Naomi Scott, Kristen Stewart. Walenska. Yeah.
That's not who we said.
I said Elizabeth Banks was in the front of it, but she's not like she's one of the angels
is
here.
All over
she's
that
the director. So Ella Balinska and Naomi Scott are nothing. Kristen Stewart is the name that's going to sell the movie. So I'm going to go $45 million, and it probably made, no one saw this shit, man. It probably made like $20 million gross. Okay. Like it was a flop for sure.
I reckon 30 was the budget, and I reckon they made 40.
Okay, so the budget was between $48 and $55 million.
Okay, yeah.
And this made $73 million at the box office.
It did bad. It did real bad. It made its money back.
It made its money back, but fine. It wasn't not the almost $300 million that the original made. Or not the original, the 2000, which was, I guess, another remake of the one prior, which is like in the 80s.
I don't understand who did the casting for this. It doesn't make any goddamn sense. Anyway.
Kristen Stewart's character's name is Sabina, too.
Sabina?
Not Sabrina, it's Sabina.
Sabina. Back to the masterpiece of a game.
The game. I really want to talk about the gameplay, which I'm going to say now does not change through. At least, I didn't finish it. I did not finish the game, right?
I think the farthest?
Yeah, I got the farthest, which... Fucking round of applause. I think me and Ben got to the kind of the same point, but gameplay does not change. It is a beat 'em up, and that's it. That's the gameplay.
It's also like... Okay, so Kai, you was doing a story rundown. Let's go story rundown.
Okay.
So National Monument stolen. Yeah. And then we have to enter a bikini modeling competition at the beach.
Of course. Yep.
Then we're running around the beach and we're beating people up. And how does that one finish? Oh, we find the fucking Easter Island head fin, and then we steal a boat.
Yes.
And then they find out that there is a paramilitary group. There was like some symbol they saw, and that's why we go to Alaska, because they're based in Alaska. And then I didn't understand the connection to Scotland, but we end up in Scotland. We're essentially trying to track down the people who have stole... all of these monuments.
All the national monuments, yes.
Yeah, so... I got to the second Scotland mission.
This is where I got as well.
And then, Kai, I think you said you ended up in China?
Yes, which is after the Scotland mission. Okay. After you do the weird fucking cheerleader kick the guy out of the thing. I don't know if you got to this point. There's a weird cutscene where the girls band together and they grab hands, and then one of them jumps on the hands of the other one, flips and kicks the guy out of the window.
Is it at the end of Scotland?
No, it is the end of that first Scotland level. You fight somebody called the Thin Man.
Spain? I don't know.
It is Spain. Apologies, yeah. Because then you go to Scotland after. Something like that. You're in some villa. Barrymore and Cameron Diaz like interlink their hands and they're like, ready, Alex? And she's like, let's go. And she like,
and then they have a moment. Once again, this is the villain, right? So the villain is kicked out of the thing. I know I'm skipping ahead, but the story in this game doesn't make any fucking sense, so it doesn't matter. But you kick the guy out of and then they all sit there and they're like, I think he liked me. And they're like, he smelled my hair. And then Lucy Liu, who kicked the guy, who's like, the only thing he smells is my boot in his face. that's the dialogue.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Kai, is this past like the bad is good threshold for you? Is that what's happening here?
No, I think this game is only bad because of misogyny. This is essentially Metal Gear Solid with misogyny. If there was more sneaking, it would have been essentially in the franchise.
I feel like there's so many more like mechanics in Metal Gear Solid. There's not much going on here.
You can hold a pipe. You can hold a knife. You can hold wrench. And I think for some reason, when you're the Asian girl and you kick open the chest, you get noodles, which seems
weird. Problematic. No, you get like American flag lighters and CDs. Yeah. And
I think she gets a blueberry, like a blueberry muffin. I think that's what
it is. Yep, I saw the muffin.
One of them gets a CD for some reason. You do get combos, which are, you gotta give the game props.
Honestly, the combos were the best addition. Is being able to do more damage quickly is honestly like a godsend here.
Booty bumping people as Cameron Diaz.
Yeah, Cameron Diaz's booty
bump. The noises that Cameron Diaz's character makes is absurd.
Yeah, who is Ed in like questionable male main
at least?
That is what the game sounds. It sounds like I'm watching porn of fuck it, My Little Pony porn. If you just listen to the audio of this game, and then really shitty background music that's like vaguely reminiscent of places like China's, just like thick. Okay, everyone, the year's 2000.
Yeah, it's here. I know what you're talking about. China, it's my music head.
Sounds like. Yeah, you got it right. Yeah. It's just in the background.
The Edinburgh, like the Scotland one, wasn't terrible. It was like kind of like trap and then bagpipes.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Trap bagpipes. What we all want.
They're gonna come back in 2024. Actually. Trap bagpipes. They're on their way. I mean, yeah. Once the combos were introduced, the actual like. Fighting mechanics were fine and definitely more doable. My issue is like every time you walked into a building or changed like a scene or something, because essentially how it works is you walk into very enclosed areas. They don't look enclosed, but if you try to leave left or right, you're usually closed in. You fight people, you move on to the next like box of people you fight. And that's like to its base how this game works. Yeah. So every time you walk into a room or anything, the camera flips in a direction that you don't expect. And I'm like, oh, the controls are still the same though, right? You're pressing forward and the camera is now looking at your character instead of the way you walked into the door, but the controls are still the same as if you were walking into that door. And it was jarring every single time.
And, you know, it's keeping the player on their toes. It's like, what way am I going to have to walk in this next room? They gave every character in the game,
they all have a name.
A name.
So like when you're Brad fighting, and Brett and Dylan.
No. That's the white ones at the beach at the beginning. It gets really weird when you start going to other places.
When you go to China
and it's like Ichi and Hunja. And you're just like, these aren't even Chinese names. You just randomly put vowels and consonants together trying to make names. Like this is very deeply. See, you're telling me that not so many 13-year-old I would have masturbated to this polygonal body if in the year 2000 when this game came out.
I mean, I don't know how you could, because look at this Joker ass smile that is happening right. Here too.
So
I mean,
for
look
context,
at that. I'm gonna be honest. I didn't even look at her face.
For context, I've put in a picture. I wanted to upload the screenshot I took in my emulator, but it wouldn't let me. So I've had to take a picture of the screen. Real sad, like real feels bad moment. This was the first game that my Steam Deck emulated.
hey, starting off strong, you know?
And Cameron Diaz's character is in a America-themed bikini. Standing in front of a speedboat.
Typical.
But the model of the character is fucking awful. She's got this
it's so
Joker
bad.
Smile and like some like square hair, but it's like also receding. I don't really know what's going on with that. Like the entire fin from the shoulders up is just not not, you can't look at it.
And you get a real good look at it when she's like on the runway too.
Excuse me, 90% of the work went into everything below her neck, and 10%, they don't care about the face.
That's true. And also, did you notice as well that every single time you climb a ladder, regardless of how short the ladder is, the camera is always directly on the butt cheeks of the character who's climbing up the ladder.
Yeah. Yeah. What else are you going to look at?
Also, and I know this picture, she's supposed to be like kind of like leaned on one way, like her hips like popped out, but her leg just looks fucking enormous compared to the other one.
There was no mocap happening for this game. It looks like she's transforming into a snake or a horse person. She's mid transition into some horrifying creature.
Alex, it's your turn.
I will say that like I hate to admit it, but I didn't realize I could pick things up until much later into the game, and that made things so much easier.
This is that weird time where like there wasn't in-game tutorials because they still came with fucking instruction booklets. Mm-hmm. So you don't get an in-game tutorial. Did you guys try grappling? Because in the Scotland mission, you get to grapple opponents.
I tried, but I could never get it to work. It was like A, N, X, and then X again or something like that. And I tried pushing that and could not get it to work.
Yeah, because I didn't realize either. A's block. Yes. And you can low block.
You block like high and low, like a fighting game too.
Yeah.
I played this game like it was intended to be played, which means I rapidly pressed every button that did something repeatedly all at once, and sometimes things happened that I had no control over but were very cool, and I was like, wow.
And see, I also tried that method. I got to a point where I'm like, okay, I'll just press everything and see what works, and I still couldn't figure out how to grapple, so I was like, okay, I'm just not gonna.
Sometimes it just happens. Sometimes you just start grappling a motherfucker and you're like, oh wow, look at that. I will say this game in traditional male fashion just negged me the whole time, because there's words that come on the screen to describe how you're doing in the game, which could be excellent and wonderful, but mostly for me, it was not bad.
Yeah.
The entire game was just like, not bad.
Well, I mean, it doesn't help that this game scoring system just makes no sense at all either. It's like, you got 4 billion points this time, and you're like, why?
Do you know what you use? Do you know what you use them to? Because you use those points to buy unlockables, which are like trailers and photographs from the Charlie's Angels sequel that's set to come out later that year.
Oh, that's from the sequel. I looked at some of them because I saw that you can buy things, but that's actually kind of cool. So
that's fucking sick.
Wait. When did the sequel come out?
2003.
This game is just pure marketing for Charlie's Angels Full Throttle. I have it here. Hold on 1 second.
Okay, so the sequel. Okay, wait. The sequel came out in June of 2003, and this game came out in July of 2003. So this game came out after the sequel.
Well, it was still probably in theaters when this game came out. It would have had a month later
is when the game came out.
Fucking wild poster.
Yeah, I saw that. The Charlie's Angels with the Cameron Diaz doing two fingers up because it's the sequel, because it's number two.
Yeah.
Let me just read you the plot of Charlie's Angels Full Throttle. The Angels are ready to go undercover to retrieve two missing silver wedding bands containing valuable encrypted information with the new identities of every person in the Federal Witness Protection Program.
Excuse me, what? Whose job was it to put that there? Oh.
Where should we put names of all people in protection program? We put them on wedding bands. No one will know. Why? Why is that the plot? Who wrote this movie? It's terrible.
Also, the director of both Charlie's Angels and Charlie's Angels Full Throttle's name is just Mick G.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
Do you want to know what Wikipedia says for the plot? Because I don't want people at home to think like we're skimming over the plot of this game.
Oh no, we're not. This is the plot is the plot.
The game starts with a briefing session in Charlie's office, in which the Angels are informed that the Statue of Liberty has been stolen. Gameplay starts on a beach beauty pageant runway. Wearing swimsuits, Natalie and Alex must individually fight their way from the beach through the community and warehouse to the docks. Joined there by Dylan, the three continue to fight their way through a series of further locations.
That is the best way to describe this game. Fight your way through a series of further locations.
It really deeply hurts me that this is the plot summary, because there's a lot that happens in this game, okay? There's no mention of the series of further locations. You know, this can be cleaned up a bit.
You know, I mean, to be fair,
I'm going to contribute to the plot.
You're gonna go into this plot in the Wikipedia and change it.
They do, like, you know, but it is quite like they could have done something. Like, they get the fact that the Alaska militia is involved from, like, some symbol that was on one of the boxes in the docks. But, like, that's just glossed over. And then the whole connection to Scotland is kind of just glossed over. And it's like, you're not really here for the plot. You're here for beat 'em up. And unfortunately, the beat 'em up gameplay is rough.
Yeah. I don't know when and how often this Wikipedia gets updated. Probably not very often. On game rankings, the GameCube version holds the lowest score on their site of any game ever.
What, any game ever, not just GameCube?
It just says it holds the lowest score on the site. And GamesRadar ranked it as the 50th worst game ever made.
Well, that's just hurtful. I don't think that's true.
I think that tracks, to be perfectly honest. Like,
you know what? You know what's funny, though? I'm going to finish this. I'm still going to play this after we record this, because it's only 3 hours long, and I just want to knock it off the list. I just want to check it and be done with it.
Has the Rona got to your head, Jared? Are you okay?
It's not that long, and it is bad, but it's not like unbearable.
Are we playing the same game?
I mean, it's bad, but it's like you don't do anything that's different. I'm just smashing a button and moving around. So it's not like I could skip cutscenes and like pull up a YouTube or something like that, turn off the audio and just finish this and have it be a game that I finished.
Okay. I just don't have the compulsive need to check that box. Cause like,
yeah,
I'm just like, no, I'm done with this game.
The people who made this game, they really ended up doing essentially these types of games. Like the game director for this, like they just are in this world of like really shitty games. They made a game called Kung Fu Rabbit for the Wii, Poof versus the Cursed Kitty, Wooden Sensei, Small World 2, Californium, Heart Z Cohope Puzzles, Motor Racer 4, Farming Simulator 18. They were the managing director of Farming Simulator 18 for the PS Vita.
What weird? Probably the biggest game they've done.
The Lord of the Rings adventure card game for the Wii in 2018. They were the director of production. Carsicone for the Nintendo Switch, and they just finished the game Enchanted on Windows, where they were the production director.
And that was, you said just finished, that released recently?
2023, yeah. Oh. March 28th, 2023 on Windows.
So Neko Entertainment, the company, is not around, but the someone that was...
Lauren Linchowski, who is the director of the game, is has
oh, gotcha.
A, and so does Jose Alfonso, who is the designer and the artist who made the game.
Hell, they're
all around. They still make games. And you know what? That. This was their masterpiece, and no one appreciated it.
Okay, Kai, what do you love about Charlie's Angels, then?
I mean, where to start? Where to end? The little red arrow at the bottom that reminisces back to a golden age of games that sort of vaguely point in the direction that you need to go. The fact that they just stole the most generic looking arcade overlay for the point system and health bars.
Yeah.
The outfits. I mean, who can not comment on the many revealing outfits that this game, I don't know. It's charming. It's like, it's such of a specific time in gaming where everything was a tie-in and it was done as cheaply and quickly as possible. And like, I don't know why this game gets... There is a million games that are just like this, that are just this bad. And, like, the game functions for the most part. Like, sure, the mechanics are the same throughout every level where you're just, like, beating up people. But how many fucking beat-em-up games exist? And, like, this didn't do anything atrociously bad. Like, it doesn't deserve its place at the... I'm not saying it's good. I mean, it's not good. It's not... It's a bad game. But it's not, like... Like, I've played games that are... I've said on this podcast a million times, one of the worst things for me is wasted potential. That's the thing that hurts the most. If I see a game that could have been amazing, but this is as good as it was going to get. polygonal titties and bad mechanics.
Yeah.
What did you expect? I didn't have any assumptions going into this. And I was like, wow, okay. I mean, yeah, it's fine.
And as much as we want, right? I mean, and everyone can always argue with me, like, video games, even though we tried to have an objective lens as much as possible, video games and art in general is a subjective medium, right? Like, I can definitely see you playing through this and being taken back to a simpler time in video games where they were all just tie-ins of other things that came out. And yes, maybe they were just essentially a glorified ad for another movie that was coming out, but it was a different time in which not every game was just panning for all of your time. Like all the free-to-play and MMOs and things like that, where it's just like, yeah, this game's only purpose is to get people hyped up for Charlie's Angels too. And that's really it. And that was its point. And like you said, cute little arrow that also the arrow did not ever help me. I feel like I was always, it never pointed me in the correct direction.
It honestly pointed the wrong direction a lot of the time. You're like, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So I can see where you're coming from. And like I said, maybe I've reconvinced myself because I even just said that I was going to finish this game too. So
see,
if this game was like 10 hours, there'd be no shot. It's only three. You can bust this out in an afternoon if you tried.
Yeah, exactly. And yeah, it's essentially a McDonald's Happy Meal toy of a game.
Like, you know what? You know what's going to be the real kicker? I'm going to look it up right now. What this game goes for on eBay.
What the fuck is this?
This is another game by Nico Entertainment. Sorry, I just posted into the chat.
They really did.
A game called...
I love the capture of someone just with a camcorder on a PSP.
Yeah, so it's a game only released on PSP. It was called Cover Girl, and it was essentially a game in which you take multiple magazine quizzes. So I'm at the 4 minute mark near the end of the video, and it's asking, like, you know, is there anything you wouldn't do in bed? Do you have a fantasy about being tied up? Any plans to striptease for your man in the not too distant future?
Huh. Oh, that's
so it's interesting. It's interesting. I was just looking up stuff about Neko while I was listening to you two. Yeah.
Also, I think we failed to bring it up, but Ubisoft published this game.
Oh, yeah, we didn't even fucking talk about that. Which
we talked about the developer, Neko Entertainment, but Ubisoft was like,
"So I read the Charlie's Angels review from 2003 from GameSpot, and they gave it a 1.9 in abysmal. That's what they gave it. But like, all they're saying, like, none of this is.
But you also have to understand, like, this is a 1.9 when this game came out. So it's not like, oh yeah, like back at the, no, this was like new. And they're like, this is shit.
Yeah. They're just an angry man. You know what? Misogyny wins again.
Is that all the review is?
Yeah. It's like the biggest draw here is the fact that Cameron Diaz, Lucy Liu, and Drew Barrymore provided the voices for the characters in the cutscenes, as well as a few moments during the game. Unfortunately, it's abundantly clear that the developer was only able to get the actresses for an extremely limited amount of time, as their collective line delivery is laughably bad. Like, shut the fuck up. It's 2003. All right.
He was giving the review in 2003 though.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. I've played a lot of games from 2003.
You're saying that there's not...
It's not any more offensive than the line delivery in, like, fucking iNinja, which is a fine game. Like, you know, it's corny.
Who also, a white man played a very stereotypical Asian accent, which...
Exactly.
It's not great.
I think the difference for me is, like, most beat-em-ups...
Mm-hmm.
I guess the beat-em-ups I like kind of have this, like... You're always like a super strong guy, or you're a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle, or like a super strong character, I should say.
I know what you meant, but it's how you said it. You usually play as a man, not a woman.
Yeah, I don't like women in my video games.
Hold on. I'm gonna read this part because this is funny. As you play, you'll get to enjoy performing such wonderful tasks as running through a level and beating up every dumb enemy in sight until you get to a computer terminal, or perhaps running through a level and beating up every dumb enemy in sight until you find a button to press for a statue to move or make a door open or something. Occasionally, you'll climb a really, really, really long ladder or fight an obscenely easy boss, but really, there's nothing that salvages the awful gameplay.
I mean, he pretty much nailed it. Like, that is the gameplay.
But he said it as bad, and it could be viewed as good.
I think, like, what I'm trying to say, like, there's no The only real progression is like, okay, you get extra moves, but like,
yeah,
normally when you're playing a beat 'em up, there's like some kind of big fucking boss at the end of a number of levels, or like there's crazy shit you can do, like if you're playing Golden Axe or Streets of Rage or something. This is literally just like, like you were saying, like I would be playing this sitting watching TV with Ellie. Fucking don't ask why we started watching Grey's Anatomy. I blame TikTok. So we're sitting watching fucking Grey's Anatomy.
Sorry.
And I'm playing my Steam Deck. I'm not even fucking like paying attention. I'm just mashing X and occasionally Y and running where I think the arrow is pointing to. But it also doesn't differentiate between floors. So sometimes it just kind of points like straight up. And you're like, I don't know where that.
Yeah.
I don't know how I'm supposed to do this.
Yeah.
I mean, also the weird jump. Did you do the jump kick, Finn?
Yes. And it's difficult as hell to execute. Like, actually land the judo kick that floats you through the air.
They like,
this was the actual published video review from GameSpot for this game.
Okay, the beginning just says, before I've even started the video, it says, don't play this game.
It is 29 seconds long. This was published to YouTube, or not YouTube, I guess it's to their website in 2003, since YouTube didn't fucking exist then, but it's now published to YouTube. But yeah.
To break it down, as a guy sitting at his desk, the phone rings and it's like, good morning. And the guy's like, good morning, Charlie. And Charlie says, this game sucks. And he says, I know. And then it says, don't play this game. And that's it.
fucking, once again, not deserving of this level of hate.
Oh my, this game is objectively bad. Like, I know video games are subjective, but like, this is just an objectively bad game. Yeah. The fucking gameplay is dog trash and repetitive. The models are fucking weirdly put together and look absolutely dreadful. It's just an objectively bad game.
Okay, so let's talk about some other games that came out in 2003, right? Prince of Persia, The Sands of Time. Call Amazing of Duty. Game. Simpsons Hit and Run. Amazing. Star is Knights of the Old Republic.
Just naming Amazing. Good game.
Ratchet and Clank. Bad game. Tony Hawk Underground 2. Jack 2. SpongeBob SquarePants Battle for Bikini Panda. Mario and Luigi Superstar Saga. SSX 3. NBA Street 2.
Right. Jared, see if you can Google the worst games of 2003. Let's go flip side, okay. Right? Rather than... Let's see if Charlie's Angels belongs in the bottom tier of 2003 releases.
Okay, let's see. Let's see here.
I'm back, motherfuckers.
Hey, he's back.
It's time for Bad Boys the game.
Yeah, you know what?
Yeah.
The man was trying to take me down because I was spreading the truth, which is that Charlie Angels is not a good game, but it's not a bad game. It's just a game, and it has flaws, and it has good things. And I'm sure they said all sorts of mean shit that I couldn't hear because my internet was shitting the bed. So thank you.
No, we didn't say anything. We just stopped.
Fucking spec. I don't believe you. Why are we watching Bad Boys gameplay, which happens to be from 2003, and I also happen to know is a terrible game?
It's okay. First, it's from 2004, and I was going down the list of games that we're going to do for the Shame Cube, and Bad Boys is one of them.
Okay. All right.
Where did that? The next one up is going to be Aquaman.
Where did we leave off? I need to defend this game.
We was just closing up to a wrap, I think.
Oh, okay. Well, fine.
Yeah, I think that I was trying to like think of where we actually left off at, but I think we've covered everything in this game. Unless you guys have something else that you wanted to touch on that we didn't. I'm trying to think about music, and other than the menu music, I couldn't really like think about notable
and sometimes tracks or anything. That's what you want music to do. Perfectly accent the environment, but not be memorable enough to really have an impact.
I swear we were talking about a game recently. I swear when we talk about Pokemon Alpha Sapphire, you like made a joke about fucking background music being forgettable and how that makes it shit.
Did you play this with the sound on?
Yes, I did play this with the sound on.
This is the game you chose to play
with nothing, the sound if on. If for nothing else to hear the every time I got hit.
Oh, didn't want to listen to the beautiful Alpha Sapphire remixed Emerald music, but Charlie's Angels.
We still have to record our last episode of that, by the way. There's still a chance I could hear the audio that game.
You are right. You are very right. I mean, at this point, you guys have already heard our finale and have seen the battle. So, you know, we all know who probably would. Probably.
Okay. I mean, do you want me to go first on my thoughts of this game?
Yeah. Okay. How did you feel about Charlie's Angels?
Look.
And I actually want to know, I will do this with the other games. Will you plan to finish it?
No. I won't finish this game. Not because it's not good. I will say it's not a good game. I'm not defending its goodness. I don't think it's actually something that's interesting. I just don't think it's deserving of like there are bad games. Like there are really bad games that are just like objectively bad and don't work or function and are difficult to play and like are not fun. There were moments of fun playing this game. Like it made me laugh. It was silly. It was like, oh, this is hilarious. That imagining Cameron Diaz sitting in a voice booth
in the VO booth
and that's the one. That's the take they decide. Like that's objectively hilarious. Like someone and the quippy one-liners that they throw out. And like, yeah, it's not very interesting. It didn't try anything. It was a movie tie-in. It's essentially a piece of marketing. It's a billboard. But as a game, and like you want to get mad at that, get mad at that. There's a bunch of fucking games like this that are essentially just marketing, especially from this generation, that were like movie tie-in games that were shitty, but were just made to make money and to, you know, pull more people into the franchise. Like whatever, like, you know, like I don't, for this to sit at the bottom of a list of the worst GameCube games ever made, I think is, and you know what? Maybe I'll eat those words. Maybe every game for the GameCube is better than this. I haven't played them all. And if we continue doing ShameCube, which given our track record is a 50-50 right now, I may experience some games that are worse than this and I will have opinions about. But like overall, you know, it is what it is. It's what it says on the package. It's like a beat 'em up game where you play some hot chicks who have ridiculous outfits and say dumb shit like that. I'm not going to get mad at that. You know, is it perfect? No. Is it offensive? No. So like, do I recommend anyone play this game? No. Unless you really like Charlie's Angels as a franchise, which that's fucking weird if you do. But like, yeah, it was fine. And once again, I played quite a bit of it. I think I played more than halfway.
Most.
Yeah. More than halfway through this game. Just button mashing my way through. Now, that being said, wasn't a lot going on at work this week. So, you know, I had the time. you know, outside of that, you know, I've been angrier. You know what? That's what I will
say. You know, you've been definitely angrier at other games we've played on this show before.
I stand by the fact that this is a yes, no, yep, I'm going to say it. For you fuckers out there who like the game Chrono Trigger, this is a least offensive game than Chrono Trigger. I'm not saying it's better, because I did say that at the beginning, and I'm not gonna say it's better, but it's definitely like Chrono Trigger made me more upset that I had to play.
Well, like you said, your thing is always like potential.
Yeah, exactly. Right? This had no potential and it delivered no potential. And that's fine. Some things have no potential. Chrono Trigger could have been amazing and people think it is and it's not. And that pisses me off. That's way worse than just being bad. You know? Yeah. That's my thoughts.
Perfect. Awesome. No, I'll take it. You know, all publicity is good publicity. So it's fine. We'll take the hate. Okay. Oh man, yeah, I don't know where to start with this. I mean, my idea for like ShameCube, right, is like, yeah, let's play some like bad GameCube games. But also, it's I have a lot of games that I love that are scored poorly, right? Like I have a lot of games that I enjoy that are quote unquote objectively bad. And doing this, maybe we'll find a diamond in the rough and be like, hey, this game got a 39 on Metacritic, but it's a fucking good time and you should play it. Yeah. Charlie's Angels, not one of those games. but that being said, I am going to finish it because it's only 3 hours long and which is incredibly short. So you should, I'm about to say you should do it, but I don't know if it's necessarily true.
I don't think you're.
Yeah, the person I can recommend it to is the exact person like me. If you're trying to beat a lot of games this year and you're looking for something that's short and easy to do, Charlie's Angels is right up your alley.
Do you need content desperately? Are you scraping the barrel of content? Yeah. This game's for you.
This game's for you. Yeah, I mean, the mechanics are simple, right? How we described it in the beginning, you're beating up people going from A to B, and that is it. There is not a lot going on, and you won't need to be heavily invested into this either. Again, I think the only person I can recommend it to is if you're trying to beat a lot of games this year and you want something to check off your list, which is what I'm doing. So if that's you, you should play Charlie's Angels.
It's about quantity, not quality, baby. Quantity, not quality.
There we go. There we go, baby. But yeah, that's how I will agree with Kai that I did have a moment of flashback to a simpler time in video games where video games were like this. I remember sitting in our room together playing PS2 games that were a lot of them like this. And that makes me feel nice inside, right? That makes me feel nice and warm inside. Yeah. So I get to understand that feeling. But Ben, how do you feel?
This game's awful. Yeah, like, well. And that's not to. I mean, I definitely like. I feel like there probably is like a circle jerk mentality where people are just like, "Yeah, it's fucking shit." Like,
yeah,
it's a bad game. I'm not saying this. I don't know if it's the worst GameCube game.
You know what I'm hearing? Ben says women bad. Okay, and you know what? That's you Sorry. Know, that says a lot about you.
Misogynist confirmed. No, it's, I don't know if it's the worst game on GameCube. That feels like something where like internet people have jumped on it and been like, let's get this game as the worst game on GameCube.
Yeah.
It's the worst GameCube game I've played. And I feel like it is objectively a bad game. But, you know, do I recommend you play it? No. The only thing I'm grateful for in terms of playing Charlie's Angels for this podcast is that it taught me how to set up the emulation station on my Steam Deck. It gave me a reason to actually do that. So thank you, Charlie's Angels, for teaching me something. I came out a wiser person.
Thank you, Neko Entertainment.
I came out a wiser person after my time with Charlie's Angels. What can I say?
Yeah. There's so many interesting titles like just in this, I don't know, top 15 or so. Like Monsters Inc., the video game is on here. Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, the video game, are also up here. With, see, like, they're all imagine. Higher than this.
I just want to note that all of these games are just movie tie-ins. Like, they weren't made to be good, people.
The Polar Express, the video game, is on here at 40 of its Metacritic score.
What is the... What? No.
Yeah. We're going to find out because we're going to play Polar Express. At
You're
some
on the movie Polar Express is boring. You're just on a train. What do you think the game is going to be? At least there's fighting and fucking, you know, Charlie's Angels. Just yeah.
There is at this bottom, like in the high 40s to, you know, bookending it with Charlie's Angels. There is a Yu-Gi-Oh game on here, too. So.
OK,
that's probably going to be awful as well. What one is it?
Yu-Gi-Oh! The False Bound Kingdom for GameCube.
What a name.
44 Metacritic score. It has a 7.2 user score, though, so.
Okay.
You know what Charlie's Angels user score is? Oh, it's a 3.4. That's not as bad as I thought.
Okay, that's still so low.
Well, I say that because I compare it to Aquaman, which is the game right above this, sitting at a 27 Metacritic score and a 1.7 user score.
See, that's probably worse.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Sorry, Ben, finish off your thoughts.
No, it's just, it's a bad game. You don't need to play it. If you're somewhat curious, look up the gameplay for one of the missions, and that's basically the entire game.
that's it, yeah, that's fair.
You're missing the deep nuance of...
Right, I'm sorry, yeah.
The deep nuance of stereotypical Chinese music, is that what you're missing?
Yes, it's, you know, like...
It's an analogy for the stealing of America's freedom, right? That's what it is, you know.
Oh my God, amen, brother, yes. These other countries, they wanna not see women's titties, okay? In America, we wanna see titties. And that's important.
That's right.
That's what made this country. They stole the fucking, I can't think of the name. What's the statue? Statue of Liberty. They stole our titties. They stole America's titties. And we had to get them back. I still don't understand why a government organization wasn't in charge of this. And instead, a detective service made of three supermodels. Yeah. That's very strange to me. I mean, the whole premise of Charlie's Angels is very strange to me. But, you know, hey.
Do you remember the show? I think it was on Cartoon Network called Totally Spies.
Yes, I do remember Totally Spies.
Essentially this, which is flower power, and they were in like skin suits and like red, green.
You know what? Here's another thing. Charlie's Angels probably was made for men. Actually, I'm going to take that back. I was going to say made for women, and we shouldn't comment on women's business, but then I thought about it, and I was like, actually, no, it was probably...
It was made in the 70s, I can guarantee.
Definitely made for men. Yeah, that's, you know, I'm going to take that back.
Yeah. I do have a, so this is a shame cube question. What score are we cutting off as being bad?
I don't think there's, it's more, it's vibes.
Fair question. Yeah.
I don't think there's a score. It's just about the vibes. If the vibes are bad, it can be a shame cube game.
Right. Okay. I feel that. Cause I was like, we're not going to go through all of these. Cause one of them is like a motocross game. And I was like, that's not interesting. Like, I don't want to play a fucking motocross game.
Yeah. Cause the vibes are like, eh. But if there's a game that's like eights and you just think the vibes are bad, like if they like put Chrono Trigger on the GameCube, then we can play that for ShameCube. It's like obviously objectively a bad game.
Oh, you know what we should play? It might not happen now because I feel like we should go through some like objectively, you know, whatever, objective score bad ones. Mm-hmm. But we should play through Shadow the Hedgehog, which everyone thinks is like trash.
I played that game and really liked it.
Yeah.
I feel like my inner edgy teen would have a good time playing that game.
Exactly, yeah.
I think it's in the 50s. Yeah, Shadow the Hedgehog has a 51 on Metacritic.
See? That's probably a good time.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think there's a set fin because really, like, great game could also be bad to someone else. So.
Oh my gosh, they have a Scorpion King game that is starring Dwayne Johnson.
Okay,
we have to play that one.
They don't even have a user score. It's TBD. The game came out in 2002.
No one's played it. It may or may not exist as a...
Schrodinger's Scorpion King.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, well, that's all that we have for this episode. I'm curious, did you guys ever play Charlie's Angels as a kid? Are you interested in playing it now, possibly after our review?
Did you touch yourself to the ladder scene? I did.
That's a long time. I don't know if I could last that long.
Wow. Try not to nut challenge.
If you can make it to the point at which she's at the top of the ladder and not come, you win. You win that. See, that this is a great
this
game.
This is all definitely getting cut out of the episode.
Absolutely not. You have to include this.
I don't know exactly what our next game is going to be. The next game on the list is at 27 Metacritic score, which is Aquaman Battle for Atlantis. And we have had people in the Discord that showed some interest or at least familiarity with that. So maybe we'll do that one next.
Well, it's also perfect because I think the Aquaman movie that's coming out right now is the Battle for Atlantis.
Oh, there you go. Perfect. That's SEO, baby.
It's Aquaman and the Lost Kingdom, which just came. Well, it came out in 2023, December of 2023. Oh. But is about the battling for Atlantis.
Oh, there you go. Look at it. Will Jason Momoa be in this GameCube game?
Probably not. But Patrick Wilson plays the bad guy and also has done all the voices for Home Depot advertisements for the last like 10 years.
Oh man, that's great. Okay, well, we're gonna get out of here, guys. Thanks for listening. Thanks for getting to the end of the episode. As always, if you guys have some just terrible GameCube games that you remember playing that you want us to cover, let me know, because I'm excited for this. I'm excited to find some gems. I'm excited. It might take, you know, trudging through some shit, but hey, we'll find it. We'll find some. Or we'll just have fun playing bad games. And you know what? We did it for content, and that's an experience that I enjoy regardless.
And if you think the world has been cruel to fucking Charlie's Angels because it's an okay game and people are just mean, then holla at me in the chat at me. I probably won't respond because I am terrible at that, but I will.
Males unite in support of Charlie's.
Yes. Yes.
To leave you guys off with Aquaman, which is probably what we're going to be playing next time. The first review of Aquaman is, it lacks imagination or polish. Toss this one back. So that should be fun.
Wow. Okay. That's harsh. That's really mean.
Yeah, maybe really we should make our own list, like the play on pod ranking. Which means that technically, well, like, in
with
our
the
eyes,
games that we Charlie... play through here. Yeah. So at the bottom of the list right now is Charlie's Angels.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So will Aquaman be better than Charlie's Angels? Only you guys will be able to find out next time.
And only we will be able to tell you, because we are the three people who've played this game. Wait, hold on. Before we end, a very key question. Okay. This is extremely important. Okay, we're obviously three gentlemen, and there's three main characters of Charlie's Angels. Who is the Drew Barrymore, the Cameron Diaz, and the Lucy Liu of this podcast?
I mean, I think Ben's definitely the Lucy Liu of the podcast.
Oh, that's so what Kai wanted to be. You can tell by his face.
I like to hear the justification for why. He gives me really
made like, comments about being able to handle privates. I feel like that's a Kai comment to make.
Yeah. That is a pretty Kai comment to make.
Also, I'm clearly the most Asian on this podcast.
Oh, yes, clearly.
I mean, I don't know if that's true. I'm the only ethnic one, so I guess I get to be Asian. I don't know. We'll let you guys decide.
Actually, yes, you're Lucy Liu. I'm too prissy to be Drew Barrymore. That's all I know. Is she's very like
you do give kind of big Cameron Diaz vibes sometimes for sure.
Yeah, I'm a little bit of a bitch. Is what you're saying? I don't bring much to the team. All right. Fuck you guys.
Let us know.
Settled then. Well, yeah, you let us know who is who. But as far as Ben is Drew Barrymore by process of elimination. You're Lucy Liu because you're ethnic, and I'm a bitch, so I'm Cameron Diaz. And that.
Wait. We'll ask, honey, what do you think out of the Charlie's Angels, Cameron Diaz, Lucy Liu, Drew Barrymore, who is what out of me, Kai, and Ben?
Oh no. Yep.
Okay. Kai's Cameron Diaz.
She doesn't want to say you're Lucy Liu because you're
black. am I Lucy Liu because she's ethnic? Okay. Yeah. So my logic was correct. She agrees.
There we go. Yeah. Confirmed.
Okay. Well, you heard it here first, folks. But what do you guys think? Let us know at home. But we love you. We will see you next time with. Shame Cube. Peace out, y'all.
Bye.